I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1155, Puppy Love. Puppy love, also known as a crush, is an informal term for feelings of romantic love often felt during childhood and early adolescence. But puppy love is not just about romantic love. I think we can have puppy love over possessions, over new jobs, new opportunities, churches, human heroes, famous athletes, and a new great project that we're just gonna do and we're so excited. You get the idea. Puppy love is often about infatuation over faithfulness when the going gets hard. This podcast is called T2G, or The Two Greatest, because Jesus said we're to love with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, not let it kind of wane over time when times are difficult. Speaking of puppy love, in 1996, Disney came out with the movie 101 Dalmatians. Do you remember it? It was a box office success. Many viewers fell in love with the cute spotted puppies on the big screen and decided to get one of those for themselves. When they brought these adorable little puppies home, however, they found that living with a Dalmatian is an entirely different experience from watching one on the movie screen. Soon, according to the Associated Press, all over the United States, dog shelters saw a dramatic increase in the number of Dalmatians being abandoned by their owners. A Florida organization called Dalmatian Rescue took in 130 Dalmatians in the first 9 months of 1997. Usually they get that many dogs in 2.5 years. Dalmatians can be a challenge to own for several reasons. Dalmatians grow to be big dogs, weighing as much as 70 pounds. They are rambunctious, and they require a lot of exercise. They can be moody, becoming restless and even destructive if they don't get enough activity. They shed year-round, and 10% of Dalmatians are born deaf. Tracy Carson, a spokeswoman for the Wisconsin Humane Society, says, "Although Dalmatians are beautiful puppies and can be wonderful dogs, you have to know what you're getting into." Well, that's the point, isn't it? That's the ultimate puppy love problem. Here's my point, podcast peeps. T2G, or loving God and loving others, is not just when it's easy and when it's fun. It's loving through the hard times. When Paul was defining love in 1 Corinthians 13, he used words like patient, not irritable, not resentful, bears all things, endures all things, and love never ends. When we find ourselves loving someone and our love doesn't include those qualities, loving even when it's hard, it may be puppy love, not godly love. Yes, it's a look before you leap kind of thing. That cute girl or guy is going to get old and needy. That job looks fun, but every job has a downside. And yes, your goals to try this better you approach plan seems like a dream, but every plan is just a tool. Changing your life is hard work, and it takes the stick-to-itiveness in you to do it. Our culture today is not loyal. When the going gets tough, when it gets hard, you can see people's taillights as they drive away from you, away from the marriage, away from the job, away from their friends who are needy, away from their church that's not what you want it to be. Here's the great question. When were you a victim of puppy love? And remember, I'm not just talking romantically. I'm talking about thinking something looks so good and you're just going to do it, you're going to go for it, and you just couldn't stay with it. Let's pray this prayer from connectusfund.org. Heavenly King, I come before you seeking your strength during these hard times. Renew my strength. Let my heart find comfort in you, because you are the giver of patience and endurance. Without you, I will crush. I will give up. I will not reach the finish line. Hold my hand, Lord. Let your grace help me go through this peacefully. I know I'll come out victorious because you are with me. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1156. In the meantime, Bethany Verrett, writing for Bible Study Tools, wrote, "One of the few guarantees of life is that it will be hard. There will be difficulties, and things will go wrong. For Christians, there's also a guarantee that there'll be persecution, hardship, and spiritual warfare on top. Metaphors for life used in the Bible include a race, a storm, and a harsh wind. One of the traits and spiritual fruits that God gives us to endure trials and tribulations is perseverance, which is defined by the dictionary as a steady persistence in a course of action, a purpose, a state, especially in times of difficulties, obstacles, or discouragement. So podcast family, let's be careful out there. Before you go buy your next Dalmatian, as it were, let's do a little self-check, because it's probably puppy love.